Well, good afternoon, and we're here today with Stephen Schork. Stephen is the founder and editor of the Schork Report, a daily subscription newsletter providing comprehensive technical and fundamental daily views of the energy, cash, and financial markets. It's been published since April 2005. The Schork Report is geared towards professionals in the global energy arena looking to improve economic performance while managing risk. Welcome, Stephen. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So I have a number of questions that I'd like to go through with you, and we'll go from there. What was it that made you want to get into the profession, into the energy profession per se?
Luck, to be honest with you. I graduated university in 1988, and as you recall, in the September-October of 1987, we had the massive correction on Wall Street. So graduating with a degree, coming out that spring in 88, looking for a job on Wall Street, finding a job in the traditional avenues in the New York area were quite difficult for me. So at that time, commodities, the commodity exchanges, happened to be well under the radar. And back in the day, they were considered Wall Street's B team. So essentially, I'm a young grad. I need a job. And my only opportunity was in the commodity arena. And so I was very fortunate by chance of a significant market sell-off on the stock side to fall into the commodity side back in the late 1980s.
Well, certainly your reputation serves you well and highly respected. So my question to you, what makes a good analyst in the energy industry from your experience?
Right now, we have to keep in mind that the way the markets have changed. So just over the past 10 years, we're looking at a situation beginning with the deregulation of the power markets in the 1990s, to the debacle of Enron, to the introduction of commodities as its own asset class, which has introduced commodity trading, commodity investment to the broader general public. So it's a willingness to be able to look around and not take into consideration that we are in a stagnant market. So we always have to keep in mind that when we look at these long-term projections for commodities, we always tend to look on simply the supply and the demand, almost as if supply is static, yet demand continues to grow. So time and again, over the past two, three generations, how many times have we read that the globe is running out of a specific commodity, only to 10, 15, 20 years later find out, no, the Earth actually has more commodities today, say, oil, than it did 30, 40, 50 years ago, because there is this seeming willingness or unwillingness to accept the effect of how the markets work. And if you make a commodity priced high enough, i.e. natural gas, 15 years ago, you certainly are going to introduce market techniques that are going to allow us to access that said commodity under pressure. So therefore, it is a constant moving, fluid dynamic. So never take the here and the now and try to assume that we're going to hold one aspect of the market constant, that is supply, and we're going to constantly think demand's going to continue to grow. So it's an appreciation that supply will always keep pace and respond to demand, and that comes out to which way the price goes.
You do a lot of technical analysis in the marketplace. Why are technicals so important to use when managing energy portfolios?
Technical analysis is very important in the fact that a picture gives us a graphical representation of how the market responds to certain events. If we look at, essentially, we can graph with a reasonable tolerance and a variance of the likelihood of certain outcomes based on past performance, of how the market has reacted under a given seasonal parameter, a given geopolitical parameter, and so forth. And we could look back, and it gives us a certain glimpse into the mind of the market. And certainly, it helps us to look back to where there are certain support and resistance levels. Now, from the technical perspective, this becomes a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy. Now, I understand that technical analysis is frowned upon by market fundamentalists. I certainly absolutely appreciate that. But certainly when we get enough people looking at a specific group of numbers, it does almost become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So regardless of the fundamentals, you have to respect the technicals. There is the famous quote by John Maynard Keynes that a market could remain illogical longer than you could remain solvent. So I could have the best fundamental analysis out there, and in the long run, I could be correct. But if I don't pay attention to which way the momentum of the market is going in the here and the now, I'll never survive to get to and realize that I am fundamentally correct. I will lose all of my money ignoring the technicals before I can even ever get to the promised land.